Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This hour is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Got it! On a 103-mile-an-hour fastball, Tarik Skubal's 13th strikeout ends his first career complete game. Brilliant.
That was Robbie Triano's propaganda machine.
That is propaganda. Why are we listening to Detroit anything?
This is the Cubs flagship station, 670 The Score.
With the M&M in the background, too?
We broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And joining us on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline, Robbie, is Ryan Spielborgs. Download the Circa app today. Ryan is on the call for the Cubs and Tigers game tonight on Apple TV+. This is a meeting of the two best teams in baseball. That said, Ryan, what sticks out to you the most when it comes to these two teams being able to face off?
Thanks for having me on. What sticks out the most? Let's see. Well, the Tigers have been the best team in baseball since last August. They're like 43 games over 500, better than any other team. And then the Cubs are like fourth during that time frame. I think this offseason, when we were prepping, when I was, you know, like, because I do a lot of stuff for SiriusXM and we talk about baseball every single day. But I think what caught us off guard this offseason was, you know, first off, trading for Kyle Tucker, understanding that there was going to be some possibilities of some young players getting opportunities, like Matt Shaw cracking with the big league roster. Out the get-go, especially when you heard other free agent names out there, you know, possibly trading for Nolan or signing Alex Bregman. And so it felt like when we were looking at this Cubs team, we're like, okay, Jed Hoyer's last year, kind of like this is either you go big or you go home. You don't trade a Kyle Tucker and not think go big. And then, you know, we saw a starting rotation that had some, you know, some good arms, but nothing frontline. I think what stands out to me about this Cubs team, like the first thing is the offensive ability of the group. I mean, this is by far the best offensive team in baseball, and they play two brands of baseball. They play a Wrigley Field brand where they steal bases, and then they go on the road, and then they slug homers. So I think when I'm looking at these two teams, like these are two really well-crafted teams that have been playing well since last year. Detroit has not been a surprise at all. I've been on Detroit for years, and I got a big old English D tattooed on my neck. I'm all in on Detroit. But I just felt like the Cubs have really surprised all of us with all the question marks that they've had and to roll out with arguably the best lineup in baseball.
Ryan, go back. What did you say about a tattoo?
on your neck!
Did I hear you say something about a tattoo?
Yeah, I'm all in on Detroit. Like, Detroit has been... If you haven't been to Detroit before and you've been in the last couple of years, you know that there's been like a full on like renaissance in downtown. And it's kind of cool, man. I got to admit, like for city, to see this city that's gone through a lot in the last 15 years, And then just kind of, it's like a nice remodeling. It's cool, man. Like this place is going to be rocking tonight. There's standing room only for the next three games between the Tigers and the Cubs. So I'm happy for the city.
Yeah, all right.
I'm all in on Detroit.
Is this a metaphorical tattoo or is this a real tattoo?
No, it's metaphorical.
Yeah, I figured it was metaphorical. I just wanted to make sure. I wanted to clear that up before we went any further because I was like, oh, okay, so we should take everything you say with a grain of salt because you got those Detroit shaded glasses on. I want to ask you about the Tarek Skubal situation. Reigning American League Cy Young Award winner who was originally scheduled to pitch yesterday against the White Sox. How disrespectful is it that they said, nah, we'll just go with the bullpen game and save him for the Cubs? And they lost that game.
I don't think it's disrespectful at all. I mean, yesterday weather in Chicago was terrible. There was a chance that game was going to get postponed multiple times. This is the best arm in baseball. I have no problem with it. I think it makes sense. If this is your best player, you telling me you were not protecting him for a day game in Chicago when it's raining?
I didn't see rain in the forecast.
I
must have missed that, right?
But the air quality was pretty bad.
The air quality was bad.
So I can understand that being an issue, too.
The air quality is bad. I'll say this. The guy has 7 walks all season long. I mean, he just doesn't walk people. How fascinating should this matchup be against what looks like now a fully healthy Cubs offense, especially with Matt Shaw, as you mentioned, getting 3 hits yesterday, got his average all the way up to 248, and is 1.1 on the WAR scale, even though he has spent a lot of time in the minor leagues this season. How fascinating of a matchup will this be for the Cubs offense to go up against Skubal?
Well, I'll put it this way. The highest strikeout to walk ratio in the history of baseball in a 10 game span, Greg Maddux has the best ratio is 52 strikeouts to 1 walk. He did that in 2001. Skubal is awfully close to that, except he's doubled the amount of strikeouts. It's 89 strikeouts to 3 walks in the last 10 starts. It's basically unheard of, the strikeout to walk ratio and how he's doing it. I mean, it's like it's a left-hander with velocity, command, and a changeup, which is like I explain it this way because I know like I try to give analogies that make sense to people. Front to back for a hitter is really hard to see. So like a fastball changeup combination or a fastball curveball combo is really, really hard to see. Like, so the analogy is if you're driving and there's a car in front of you and the brake lights are out and that car is slowing down, but you can't see the brake lights, you will more or less run into the back of that car. You'll be, whoa, that thing just like caught up on me because you can't see front to back. If a car was in the other lane, and it comes from that lane into your lane, you could see it because it's moving side to side. You can see the difference. And so that's what makes Skubal so unique is that he has a fastball that's like 98 to 100 miles an hour, and then he has a changeup off of it. So you are geared up for like high-end velocity, which you have less than 3/10 of a second, and then you have to cover like multiple feet worth of distance to hit the changeup. It is like legitimately you pick one or the other, and it is impossible to hit it. Even if you know a changeup is coming, you can't hit it. So he's just in that rarefied air right now where he's probably pitching at an elite level that is historic, right? Like it's like a Bob Gibson, Sandy Koufax, a Clayton Kershaw, a Verlander. Like he's putting up single season numbers that are historically incredible. So yeah, it's going to be a massive challenge for the Cubs, but the Cubs lineup is really dynamic because it's so long. That's why I'm really interested to see what happens tonight because the Cubs can take walks. They are a contact rate team, and they have enough hitters in the lineup to kind of mess with them. But also your best hitters right now are Kyle Tucker and Pete Crow Armstrong. So left on left, good luck.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I love it. We are talking a lot of Seamhead stuff with Ryan Spielborgs. Happy to have him on from Apple TV Plus. This segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I think this is such a great matchup for so many reasons, right, as you just mentioned. But I think there's also the piece of it that we've talked about a lot here, just the ascension and consistently doing so of Pecro Armstrong. What do you think about how he's been able to put at bats together, the clutch hitting, and just what he's meant offensively to this Cubs team, where previously, if this was going into the year, I think we all would have thought it would have been Kyle Tucker, but it's a 1-2 punch right now.
Yeah, so I got a lot of thoughts on Pecro. I mean, I go back to 2021. You know, there was rumors that the Rockies were going to trade Trevor Story to the New York Mets for Pecro Armstrong. And so I've always tracked this kid's career because I thought he could have been a Colorado Rocky. I do Rockies color games. I'm the Rockies color analyst when I'm not doing Apple TV on Friday. So unfortunately, I saw the sweep in Chicago last week. I was right there. But I think as I've watched Pecro Armstrong, and Pecro made his major league debut in Colorado, as it turns out. So, I mean, watching him from that time frame and then talking to him in spring training for the last couple of years, like, he's worked his butt off to put on strength and power and, you know, muscle and conditioning. Like, the glove was always a plus. People didn't really know if he was going to be able to hit. And I will point out, like, some of the underlying numbers with Pete, like, not trying to be an alarmist here, but usually when you have as high of a chase rate as Pete Crow, it usually comes with a really steep drop off. So if things are going well for you, it's awesome. If things start going bad for you, the drop off is like basically off a cliff. So enjoy it while you can. I think it's pretty incredible too. I mean, already 15 homers. He's about to have his 20th stolen base. It's going to be one of the fastest to ever get to 15 homers and 20 stolen bases. It's like less than 70 games. He's just incredible. He's been really fun to watch. He's still young. I think what I saw a couple times, and I mentioned this to Jesse Rogers when I was in Chicago. I know with all the talk of a possible extension, I'm all for Pete Crow, but I'm also saying, you know, there are times where you can see that he's still a 23-year-old kid. You know, because he'll grand out and slam his helmet, and you're like, come on, dude. Like, the game's really hard. You're not going to get the big hit every single time. So I think there's some maturity stuff that's going to go along with it, and also maturity comes along with chase rates. Like I said, that is almost like hand in hand. The more and more you become patient and under control, the less you start to chase. So those would be things that I would pay attention to when it comes to PCA.
I think one of the things I'm fascinated by is that he is only 23 years old, as you mentioned. So I think he's far from a finished product. But you bring up some interesting points. He's a guy who's leading the National League right now in WAR. He's playing Gold Glove center field. Tell me who your shortlist is right now for MVP and where he is on that shortlist in the National League.
Putting me on the spot this early in the season. I mean, I don't always buy into wins above replacement. It's not like my end all be all stat. I think you can go to various websites. You can do Fangraphs. You can do Baseball Prospectus, and they'll all vary. I think what I've seen with Pecro Armstrong is, you know, like, the Cubs are a good team, just like the Dodgers are a really good team. So, you know, when you're watching a team like the Cubs or the Dodgers that have superstars, like Kyle Tucker, come on, man. Like, he has more walks than strikeouts. You have Seiya Suzuki, who's just crushing it. You know, there's a lot of good that's happening in the lineup where I cannot just give credit to Pecro Armstrong and be like, if the Cubs didn't have PCA, they're not in first place and they don't have this historic offense. I think everything kind of feeds into one another. But I mean, if we're going to base it off Baseball Reference, yeah. I mean, when you add defense involved, and right now Otani's not playing defensively, you kind of give the nod as of right now to PCA. But there's so many more aspects to it and variables that it's really hard. That's why I think the challenge has always been for people voting for MVP is that usually MVPs are on good teams, and it's not just a one-man show.
Ryan Spielborgs is part of the crew calling the game tonight for Cubs and Tigers on Apple TV Plus. And I also just want to ask you, aside from Scooble, aside from what you've talked about, what aspect of each team, whether it's Cubs bullpen, whether it's, like you said, Tigers starting pitching, what stands out to you the most as perhaps being the X factor in the series, not necessarily just tonight?
Series is going to be defense and base running. Tigers are the best base running team in the sport as far as going first to third, second to home on you. They just are extremely, extremely aggressive. Good teams do that. And when you have those type of base running, and it's like I bet you I could ask you guys to name four people on the Tigers starting lineup and you might get two. Like it's been amazing to see how this offense is constructed, and you'd be like, wait, that guy went first to third. So it just puts so much pressure on you defensively that, you know, you end up getting an extra at bat or you see an error being made. So I would say as far as the series is going to go, I think it's really highly tight. I think it's going to be close. And I think it's going to come down to, at some point, you know, either the Tigers exploiting the Cubs defensively or the Cubs making a great play to cut down a base runner that would prevent a big inning. So
now, to be fair,
that's what makes this fun.
To be fair, Gleyber Torres was a Cubs prospect. Zach McKinstry mm-hmm. was a Cub. And of mm-hmm. course, there's Javi Baez. So, you know, we are always watching what Javi's doing. His ascension has been something that we've really appreciated. So there are a few where I feel like we would have some ties and some commonality.
Okay, so you got three. That's awesome.
No, I mean, I get your point. My question is, looking at this series, is this a possible World Series preview in your eyes just based on where we are, or are you a believer that the Dodgers or maybe the Mets or maybe the Phillies even are going to be the ones that come out on the NL? I know we're a long ways away from that. We're like 100 games away from this, and the trade deadline has not happened yet. I'm just curious as to your overall impressions, because we live here in this, not necessarily a bubble, but obviously we watch the best of times and worst of times, whether it's the north side or the south side.
Yeah.
And you are seeing a lot of different teams play, and you can have more of a rounded view of how things look overall.
Well, I would say both teams are not perfect. There's a lot to like, I think the Tigers probably do the best job in baseball right now as far as using their full roster. I mean, it's all 26 players on the roster are playing virtually every single day. There's something going on. They also have the best pitcher in baseball right now in Scooble. When I think about the Cubs, I have some question marks. I mean, it really boils down to the starting rotation. I'd like to see a front side, you know, starter. Like, is Brown going to be able to match up against Scooble tonight? No. But is anybody able to match up against Scooble right now? No. So, you know, I just think that if it comes to the Cubs, if I'm a Cubs fan right now, and it's easy to root for this team, I'm probably, you know, wondering and curious what, you know, Jed Hoyer's big move is going to be as far as for a frontline starter or some combination of depth pieces to continue to help. I saw Cade Horton pitch last week. He was awesome. He looks good. I wouldn't trade Horton for anything crazy. And then as far as the bullpen goes, you know, you're going to get some guys back. Javi Assad's going to come back at some point. But I think that there are question marks. They're not finished products. But as far as like the American League goes, Tigers are the best team in the American League. And as far as the National League goes, there's so many good teams in the National League that it's hard to just say, yeah, you know what, this is a World Series preview. I think somebody, I mean, it's a pretty strong field because the Padres are still good. You have the Phillies, you have the Braves who haven't put it together yet, but they have a roster. I love the Cubs. I mean, like the Reds have this rotation that's actually really sneaky good. So I think there's a lot of teams in the National League that can be contenders for a possible World Series this year.
This has been a lot of fun. Ryan Spielborgs at SpillyGoat19 on Twitter. Calling the game tonight for Apple TV Plus.
And also congratulations celebrating a 3-game winning streak currently for the Colorado Rockies. Did you think it would happen?
No, of course not. after watching what I've been watching, of course not. I will tell people, if you are watching the game on Apple TV Plus, we have a great feature on the top right corner of your screen. If you want to listen to Pat Hughes and Ronnie and Coomer, there's a way to just click up there on the top right. You don't have to hear me and Rich Waltz, but we do appreciate you watching.
Well, that is amazing.
Shout out to Indiana Hoosier Trisha Whitaker as well. She does a great job. So
yeah, she does.
Thank you so much, Ryan. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
Bye, you guys.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.